Hello, thanks for downloading the podcast. I hope you're all okay today. It's Friday, August the 12th. I'm Marianne Gaimi with your daily updates from Suffolk News. First today, a news that Suffolk is officially in a drought. The drought threshold has been met for the east of England, the Environment Agency has said. The agency is reminding people to be very mindful of the pressures on water resources and should use water wisely. But as of yet, there is no hosepipe ban in the county. Anglian Water has not yet imposed one, but is watching the situation closely. And with highs in the low 30s today, and it's set to be even hotter tomorrow, Suffolk is feeling the heat. And the dry weather and heat continues to put pressure on the fire service, who are currently battling a 15-acre field fire in Rattlesden. Next, and traffic news that the A14 has been closed east and westbound as fire crews fight a fire on the verge of the road. The embankment fire is just past the Worsted turnoff between junctions 55 and 56. Cameras on the road are already showing traffic building up, and Suffolk Police has said it has closed both sides of the A14 to allow emergency services to attend. Drivers are advised to find alternative routes if possible while the incident is being dealt with. Next, and staying with the topic of the hot weather, markets in Bury St Edmunds, Newmarket and Haverhill are set to close early tomorrow. The West Suffolk markets will all finish an hour early on Saturday because of the heat wave. And this means Bury St Edmunds market will now finish at 3 p.m, Haverhill market at 2 p.m, and Newmarket market at 2 p.m. Brandon Market, which is also held on Saturdays, will finish as usual at 1 p.m. Next, and a story that reveals the struggles charities are facing due to the cost of living pressures we are all under. Gatehouse in Bury St Edmunds has seen donations to its food bank fall by about 5% over the summer, but demand has increased by 10%. Amanda Bloomfield, who runs the charity, believes the reason for the lower number of donations is the cost of living. Items Gatehouse needs include long life milk, canned soup, pasta, noodles, rice, tea bags and soap. To help, call 01284 754 967 or visit the website www.gatehouse.org.uk. Finally, representatives of Sudbury have voiced their upset that lorries will not be diverted away from the town's congestion hotspots. Suffolk County Council completed its review of the strategic lorry route, which is a map of the recommended routes for heavy goods vehicles, last month. But the requests of Sudbury councillors to stop lorries travelling along the A131 went unheeded. In Sudbury, the A131 includes Ballingdon Street and Cross Street, with the latter subject to air quality monitoring due to high levels of pollution. However, Suffolk Highway said it did not believe the Town Council's suggested alternative route was viable, and also claimed there had been a noticeable reduction of nitrogen dioxide levels in the last 5 years since mitigation schemes were implemented. Also on the site, Bury St Edmunds train station has a new look. The £1.6 million scheme includes the new northern entrance of the station off Farnham Road, a larger booking hall, new ticketing hub and two new retail units. This was all officially opened today. That's all for today. Don't forget to follow Suffolk News on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Plus, you can subscribe to the iLife Media News app. Just head to suffolknews.co.uk/subscribe.